Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Hey, Disciple Makers. I'm Jenny Smith, and we're so glad that you are joining us today as we continue discovering how God is our creator. That's our biblical theme for this month. And today we're talking about how we are wonderfully made from Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. God created Adam in His own image, and Adam lived in the perfect Garden of Eden. God told Adam not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. God declared it was not good for Adam to be alone. Adam named every creature, but none were good helpers for him. God created Eve from Adam's rib, and they lived in a perfect relationship with God in the beautiful garden He created. Y'all, God loves people. Let's help kids understand that this week. Every person, male or female, is created in His image exactly how He wants them to be. People are God's masterpiece. He created us to worship Him and to live in a close relationship with Him. Yet these first people messed up, and we still mess up today. Our sin separates us from that perfect relationship with God, but God promised He would send Jesus to rescue us from our sin. Because every person is created in the image of God, Jesus' forgiveness is available to every person, every single person who trusts in Him. Our monthly memory verse is from Colossians 1:16. By Him, all things were created in heaven and on earth. All things were created through Him and for Him. And our bright idea this week is God created people in His image. Let's look at the theology that you'll be helping kids explore this week. First, our He question asks, how does God feel about people? God uniquely made people in His image. God loves His people and has always wanted a relationship with them. Y'all, what a difference it will make for our kids to understand that is their identity. Our we question asks, why did God make people? God created people to know Him, to worship Him, and to be loved by Him. So this week, you get to help kids explore their identity. They're made in the image of God. And their purpose. They're created to know Him and to worship Him and to be loved by Him. Let's talk about our tough topic, and it's a big one that is talked about a lot in our culture right now. So as we help kids navigate this broken world, let's talk about gender. About 40% of Americans disagree that gender is determined at birth. Gender has become a challenging topic in our culture, as you're well aware. Our kids encounter references to gender identity issues via popular shows, YouTube, social media. You may have kids in your group who know someone who identifies as transgender or who expresses a desire to be the opposite gender. You may have kids in your group who have heard the discussion and have wondered about their own gender. In today's lesson, kids will learn God made two genders, male and female. He creates each of us in His image, exactly like we are supposed to be. You can remind kids God is the ultimate authority on who we are because we are made in His image. We are deeply loved by our Creator. If kids ask further questions about this topic, be cautious to answer gently, always pointing towards truth, and loop parents into the conversation. For our leader training this month, we're talking about some of the foundations of resilient child discipleship. And guess what? You are one of those foundations. Loving, caring adults. You are the secret sauce to child discipleship. If you ever question if your role matters, stop it. One loving, caring adult can make all the difference in the discipleship journey of a kid. Your presence matters. The first step to being a loving, caring adult in the life of a kid is showing up. By being consistently present, you communicate to kids that you care. This week, I'm teaching a kindergarten, first grade boys class on Sunday mornings, and I came in late. Long story, kids, you know, came in late. And as I walked in, this little boy who hardly ever talks to me looked up and said, "Oh, well, hello there." And it just clicked to me that he notices. My presence mattered to him. Your attention matters. When you're present with kids, be all in. Put your phone away. Save conversations with other adults for later. Come in prepared for the day so that distractions are minimized. Give the kids in your care your undivided attention for the short time you're with them. And your prayers matter. Think of one kid in your group and then consider this question. What if you were the only person who prays for that kid this week? God has put you in a role to love and support kids who may not have that spiritual support elsewhere. Pray for every kid like you are the only one praying. And Disciple Makers, I want you to know that we are praying for you. Thank you for being these loving, caring adults. We are cheering for you. We're championing for you. We're always praying for you. And we'll catch you next time.